Nolte, Antifa/Black Lives Matter Move Terror Campaign to Residential Areas. By John Nolte on August 10, 2020. If you are paying attention to the ongoing Antifa/Black Lives Matter terror campaigns in Democrat-run cities, you might have noticed that these left-wing marauders have begun to move into residential areas. To protect Joe Biden, who has refused to condemn nearly 3 months of left-wing terror campaigns, the corporate media are ignoring and/or downplaying the relentless rioting, looting, arson, and assaults in the Democrat-run cities of Portland and Seattle. Just a few hours ago, the Democrat-run city of Chicago was added to this list due to 5 hours of highly organized marauding along the Windy City's legendary Magnificent Mile. As of this writing, the chaos is so bad, downtown has been closed. Public transportation has been shut off, both bridges into downtown have been razed. Freeway off-ramps have been closed. Anyone familiar with Chicago traffic can only imagine the nightmare Monday morning commuters are facing as they try to get to work. As bad as all of this is, thanks to the real journalists covering this left-wing terror campaign, like the indispensable Andy NGO, and citizen journalists, I've noticed that more and more residential areas are now under attack. Up till now, the terrorists, and for good reason, have mostly contained their rioting, arson, and assaults to downtown areas and business districts. This makes sense because these areas are usually closed down for the night, are empty of people, and serve as perfect political targets as they represent the capitalism these socialists despise. In the past, while we have seen the terrorists move into neighborhoods, it has been in search of political targets like a city mayor or police chief, or a Tucker Carlson. As of late, though, the terrorists' tactics have shifted, not to political targets in residential areas, but to residents in residential areas. Here are just a few troubling examples of what's to come. In the video below published on Sunday, you will see the Antifa/Black Lives Matter terrorists shine lights into a residential dwelling to catch people looking at them. They then threaten to burn the building down. Here's video of what happened when Antifa attempted to stir unrest in Fort Collins, Colorado, apparently over the weekend. Three of these terrorists were booked on various charges. Here's what happened over the weekend in a residential area in Portland. You can see here how the terrorists swarmed to trespass on the property of peaceful homeowners. More in Portland. Here's video of the terrorists terrorizing a woman protecting her home. Note how they also try to blind her with countless laser pointers. A day or two later, after vandalizing her home with graffiti, Antifa returned to terrorize her some more. Here are screenshots of the call to specifically target the suburbs. Here's weekend video of the terrorists deliberately disrupting sleeping Georgetown residents in Washington, D.C. So, yes, Democrats have lost total control of their cities and the mob is now coming for you. This is not a drill. These terrorists mean business. As of now, what we mostly witnessed is Democrat voters getting exactly what they voted for. But if these Marxist paramilitary terrorists are going to succeed at their socialist revolution, they have to come after the bourgeois middle class. People like us, they have to either convert us to their cause or terrorize us into not resisting. Thank God for the Second Amendment. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.